This is the Monty Pence Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler at the 2015 International Builders Show. Today, home buyers are looking for safe, comfortable, and efficient homes, and there are great companies out to support that goal, one of which is Vivint. Vivint is one of the largest home automation and security providers in North America, and they also offer a solar service where they'll actually install solar systems into your house and help you profit from the savings. With me to talk about that is Tom Few. He's the Vice President of Business Development. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning.
So tell me about the background on Vivint. How long have you guys been around, and how did you get your start?
Well, Vivint was established in 1999, and we view ourselves as a consumer electronics company now. And what we did is we took security, home automation, and energy management, and we tied it together into one unit that's affordable to the masses, and that's been something that has not been accomplished yet in our industry. Typically, if you want to get into home automation, it's very, very expensive, and it's made for the elite, and this is really made for everybody.
So one unit, in other words, we don't have to put in a whole sort of centrally wired hub system with Vivint. We just start with what, a control panel?
Yeah, everything revolves around the control panel. Everything is wireless. It puts about five different technologies into the box. It allows us to integrate through Z-Wave technologies, 900 megahertz, just about anything that's out there. So it's not intrusive to an existing home. We can work with a new build and we can work with a retrofit.
So the wiring is really obsolete at this point in terms of having to run wiring to each door, window, that sort of thing, smoke detector?
Yeah, so you can do one or the other. So on a new build, we would wire it if the builder would like to. But with wireless technology today, it's not necessary.
All right, let's talk about some of the technology that you're featuring at the 2015 International Builders Show. So your system includes not only alarms for windows and doors, you actually have a built-in door lock that you can open remotely.
Yeah, so the ecosystem that we've built, we've actually went out and did a lot of exploring to see what was relevant in the space. And what we did is we manufactured our own products. We took some really smart IP and bought it and really took it to the next level. And so what we allow ourselves to do then is to integrate into any home, protect any home, automate any home, and that's from an energy management perspective, which is thermostats, lighting control, any kind of automation in that regard, and then locks and what have you. But what we've done, which is unique to the industry, is we vertically integrated everything we have into our own platform. So we own our own platform, our own cloud, our own app, and everything is controlled by your iPhone or your iPad or a browser.
Now, when it comes to monitoring these systems, obviously remote monitoring is incorporated into the system. Is there a way that the consumer communicates directly through the panel with the monitoring service?
Absolutely. So what we do is Vivint Voice. So in the event of emergency, we immediately come down via two-way voice, which is hands-free communication to the homeowner, authenticate it to the person who's there, who's supposed to be there, and take care of any kind of emergency that's occurring. So in the event that there's a emergency where someone's fallen and couldn't get up, we're talking to them, we're bringing in the EMS, and they're communicating with the client. Same with fire, same with burg, same with any kind of incident that would occur in home.
And I understand that your new control panel actually has a camera built into it, so you'll be able to see the representative on the other end that you're talking to.
Yeah, everything's got a unique identifier. It's in conjunction with a camera. We have multiple different applications for cameras in the home and outside the home. Everything's done through our wireless network, and we kind of own the wireless network and a hotspot in the home off of the initial internet connection that the home already has.
What happens if the internet goes down? How do we still remain protected?
So that's a unique thing about our product. So we have dual path going out of our panel, and so internet is what we typically use to make sure that we're seeing a feed from video. But our communication back to our command center for any kind of emergency service is done through a cell service or CDMA. So it's, in essence, a cell phone.
We're talking to Tom Few. He's the VP of Business Development for Vivint. One of the things that home automation systems can do now that was never possible before was to actually be smart enough to know what the weather's going to be and react based on that. You have a connection with the Weather Channel. How does that work?
Yeah, we tie in on the back end to understand what the weather in any particular area is going to be. We have a million subscribers throughout the United States, and in the event of an emergency such as a hurricane or a tornado, typically the early warning signs are a very manual process whereby somebody has to go down, ring the bell, and let people know that there's something going on. With our integration with our back end, we go ahead and send a signal down to the alarm system to let them know. So they'll know a good 10 minutes before anybody else will that there's a tornado or a hurricane coming that way and to, you know, take cover or, you know, make sure their home is prepared.
That could be a real lifesaver.
It has. We have testimonies showing us so.
Let's talk about your solar offerings.
Yeah. So solar is something that's fairly new to us. We're in our infancy. We're about 5 years old. But in that 5 years' time, we become the second largest solar provider in the residential space in the country. About 45 days ago, we did our IPO. So that was pretty exciting for us. And now in 2015, now that we can have an arm's length relationship with our solar side, we're going to work on an integration piece that actually takes the solar piece and integrates with our home automation piece.
So how does a consumer know if solar makes sense for them?
Well, the way we do it through some government tax incentives and in particular areas of the country where energy is very expensive, Vivint subsidizes the entire installation and the customer has immediate savings. And so from a cost perspective, it's almost a no-brainer for the customer.
All right. Tom Few from Vivint, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.